We are up to Simin Yud Beis in Hilchas Tzitzis. We've already done Sif Aleph, and today we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Before getting to Beis and Gimel, let's do a review of yesterday's Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph was talking about Gardumim, the leftovers of your Tzitzis. The halacha is that when you go and make Tzitzis, you need four strings, each of which, when folded over, will give you 12 godlin on each side. We said that 12, you need 12 thumb widths on each side, and then it'll be kasher. If it's less than that, the halacha is that it will be pasul. Whereas, if you've already made your tzitzis, the halacha is you made kosher tzitzis, and then they tore. The leftovers do not have to be Yud Beis Godlin. We were left with two opinions as to what they do have to be. The first opinion, which is the Ikar Hadin, is that so long as each of the four strings has at least Kedei Aniva, the amount there is enough to go and wind it around all of the strings together and tie a little bow, there your tzitzis are kosher. Therefore, the halacha will be, since we have eight strings, and each of those is a half of the four originals, if one string tears and you don't have a kedei aniva, the halacha is it is still kosher, because the other side of it has kedei aniva. If two strings tear and you have less than kedei aniva left, so the halacha is if you were careful in making your tzitzis to have the four strings on half on one side and half on the other, but each of the four strings on one side is a different string. You don't have two halves of the same string on the same side. There, if two next to each other tore and you're left with less than kedei aniva, it's kosher. In fact, if all four tear and you have less than kedei aniva, it's kosher because you have the other side. Whereas if two strings tear and you're left with less than kedei aniva and they are on different sides, there we would say they may be the same string and you don't have a kedei aniva left anymore. If it tears and you're left with kedei aniva, all eight strings can have a kedei aniva and you don't have a problem. So if all eight tear and you're left with kedei aniva and all of them, there's no problem. If you're left with less than kedei aniva, if they're on the same side, you can have as many as you want. If you have on the second side, even one additional one that does not have kedei aniva, then the halacha is it's possible. There's also the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that we're machmer for lechatchila, and that is that two strings should be complete on both sides. Therefore, if two strings tore and you're left with kedei aniva, the halacha is it's kosher. If three strings tear, even though you're left with kedei aniva, the halacha is that it will be pasul, whether they are on the same side or not. Now in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, when you need kedei aniva, but your strings, your tzitzis strings, and especially in a talus gadol, this is common, are very thick. The tzitzis strings are very thick, and therefore, kedei aniva for your particular tzitzis would end up being a lot more than what you have left here. So one of the strings tore, or two of them tore, and they're on opposite sides, and what you're left with is less than kedei aniva because your tzitzis strings are very thick. The Mechaber says that if they were thinner, you could have done a kedei aniva, it's kosher. And the Ramah explains that what this means is that the shear of kedei aniva is established on the basis of medium-sized strings. What do most people use for tzitzis? So if yours are particularly thick, the halacha would be that we would still call it kedei aniva, although it couldn't possibly make a slip knot around your tzitzis, but it would be able to around normal tzitzis. This was Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, we have another machlokis within the halachas of kedei aniva itself. Rashi's opinion is, the Mechaber brings, kedei aniva lo Rashi. Rashi's opinion is that kedei aniva means from the strings that hang down. In other words, if on top where you have the knots and the winding, the strings that you have there don't count. It's only from the onuf. Remember, we have the gedil, which is where you have the knots and the windings, and then you have onuf hanging down. According to Rashi, you must have kedei aniva in the onuf, in what hangs down. Whereas according to the Ri, even if the whole onuf is gone, there's nothing hanging down. But in the gedil, the part where the knots and the windings are, there you have kedei aniva. That is sufficient. From which point and on, So we already said you need a kesher elyon, which would mean you have a double knot, you wind the tzitzis around a couple of times, and then another double knot. From that point on, according to Ri, whatever's left over would be considered kosher. whatever's left over, if it is kedei aniva, would be considered kasha. So we have a machlokus here between Rashi and the Ri. The mechaber says minag ha'olam k'Rashi. The minag is like Rashi, which is lahachmir. Veheche dolo efshir yesh lismoch al Ri. When you have no choice, you can rely on the Ri. So here, the Mishnah Berurah contrasts this with what it said from previously with regard to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. In Rabbeinu Tam, it said the Ikra Din was like the first opinion. It's just that Lechatkhila were choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam. So we said you wouldn't miss Tefillah B'Tzibur over it. If you can't find, that's not a problem. Whereas here it says that you should go with Rashi unless it's Efshar, which means here you would have to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur over it. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says that you couldn't even make a bracha because the Ikar Adin is not like Rashi. Excuse me, the Ikar Adin is like Rashi. It's not like the Ri. We would only rely on the Ri to allow you to continue to wearing those tzitzis if there is no other choice. So the Ikar Adin is like Rashi. We are choshish for Rashi that you must have of the onof that is kidei aniva. Whereas where a person really has no choice, there and only there can he rely on the shita of the Ri, that we would count kedei aniva from after that second set of the second double knot, and you wouldn't make a bracha on it. Mishnah Berurah is pasking that that you could not make a bracha on it on the basis of it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here talks about the halachas of your tzitzis that became pasul, and he says that if you realize that your tzitzis became pasul, under normal circumstances, you have to remove them. We will learn in the next siman the halachas of where that would be embarrassing. But say you're at home, and you realize your tzitzis have torn. You've got to remove them immediately. The Mishnah Berurah wants to correct those that were of the impression that so long as you're not walking, it's not a problem. So he says, no. There is this inyan of not walking four amos without wearing tzitzis. That's an inyan. The halacha is that if you're wearing a four-cornered garment and it does not have tzitzis, you're mevatel a mitzvah zaseh, even if you're not walking at all, simply by wearing it. Therefore, if you realize that your tzitzis are pasul, even if you're not going anywhere, the halacha is that you must remove those tzitzis. What will be the halacha if you realize that your tzitzis became pasul and you have another set of strings and you'll make them into tzitzis? So it seems like a very practical way of doing it. Take off the old ones, and while you're still wearing it, put on the other tzitzis. It's so much easier to tie and wind it while you're wearing it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't do that, because while you're putting it on there, you are wearing a beged of four corners without tzitzis. So that you should remove them, put on the tzitzis, and only then wear the tzitzis again. What happens in a case where you're wearing your tzitzis and realize that the entire anuf has torn? So it is pasul for Rashi, and it is kosher according to the Ri. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, what he can do is unwind everything, and then tie it again, and just do a double knot, a couple of windings, and another double knot, since that is kosher midaraisa. Now, one may imagine that the easier thing to do is just unravel the tzitzis all the way up to that second set of double knots. Why do you have to bother untying it completely? The Mishnah Berurah says that if your tzitzis became pasul, where there is no longer any anuf, so according to Rashi, your tzitzis are pasul, now you just unravel the tzitzis up to the point of that second knot. What did you do? You took tzitzis that were pasul, according to Rashi, you unraveled them and made them kosher. The way to make tzitzis is not by unraveling. The way to make tzitzis is by tying them. This is tasev alomina asui. This is unraveling your tzitzis, and lo and behold, they just became kosher. You didn't make them kosher. You unravel them, and they became kosher. This is tasev alomina asui. So what you would have to do is unravel them totally, and then retie a double knot, some windings, and a second double knot, and that would be good. Now, you don't do this lechatchila. This is only b'sha'as hadchak. Now, one may ask, how is the Bir Halacha telling you that you can undo the tzitzis totally and then tie them again once they've torn? Didn't we learn that once you're tying them anew, you have to have four full strings and each one will give you a double yud-beis godlin? So once they've torn, what are you accomplishing by unraveling them and then tying them again anew? If you don't have the shear, they're going to be pasul. So the answer is, this is dealing with a specific situation where you really have no other tzitzis. And the Prima Gadim is telling you that in such a case, you can rely on the opinion that you don't need Yud Beis Godlin, but you need Dalet Godlin. Remember the Shulchan Aruch way back when in the halachas of the size of the strings brought an opinion that Dalet Godlin are sufficient. So in a case where you have nothing else, what you can do is retie your tzitzis and give yourself, as long as you've got more than four godlin altogether for each one of the strings. And this is only your shas atrak if you have nothing else. Now there's another issue that the Mishtabura previously raised, and that is when a string tears, can you go and tie the string that tore off, or even another one, onto the part that tore? So he says as follows. If it tore in a way that it's puzzle, let's say we take the case where, say, two strings on opposite sides tore in a way that you don't even have kedei aniva. So you then want to go and tie one back on in order to make it kosher. There the Mishnah Berurah says it wouldn't work, because that is tasav alo min ha'asui. Your tying of a string onto another string is not an asiyah of tzitzis. That's not called making tzitzis. Your tzitzis will become kosher without having really been made b'kashrus. So there the halachi is that your tzitzis are possible. But what happens, say, if one string tears, and what you're left with is even less than kedei aniva? You then tie the string that tore, you tie that back onto it. Since your tzitzis were not nifsal, we rely on your tying, so that in the future, if another one tears, say, on the other side, we would be able to say, but what was tied on to this first side was metakin it, and your tzitzis are still kosher. So tying would help, so long as your tzitzis are still kosher, in order to prevent them from becoming pasul in the future. Tying would not be able to help once your tzitzis were pasul, in order to be machshir them, because of tasev alo min ha'asui.